Delaware State of the Arts, I'm Quinn Kirkpatrick. Located in Sussex County, the Freeman Arts Pavilion is a program of the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation. Each year, the outdoor venue offers over 60 performances to Delawareans and visitors of the state. It's also a participant in the Delaware Arts Equity and Innovation Incubator. But let's let Patty Grimes, Executive Director of the Freeman Arts Pavilion, tell us more. For those who aren't familiar with the Freeman Arts Pavilion, could you tell me a little bit about your organization?
Sure. Well, thank you, Quinn, for having me today. The Joshua Freeman Foundation was really created out of grief. Josh Freeman passed away in December 14th of 2006, and his wife, Michelle Freeman, decided to honor his legacy. He had a love of the arts by creating a public charity. He was also a very inclusive person who believed in the impact of community. So with inclusiveness and with a love of art, she created the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation, his namesake and legacy, to bring people together. Our first year was 2008. Our program was the Freeman Stage, and we had 13,000 people that year. Fast forward last year, 15 years later, we had 92,000 people cross the threshold of our Freeman Arts Pavilion. And in addition to that, over 30,000 children were involved in arts education and arts access programs throughout this area. So we serve almost 125,000 people a year now.
That's amazing. Wow. Yeah.
We really didn't know when we started. We said it was going to be a social experiment. Would people feel like the arts were necessary in the community? You know, in 2008 in Sussex County, there were not a lot of live performing arts venues or opportunities. Most people had to drive 2 to 3 hours to see live music, a concert, theater. And so what we have learned, the public has told us that the arts are a necessary element for the fabric of life in Sussex County and Delmarva. So we are going to continue to bring the arts.
And for people who haven't visited the Freeman Arts Pavilion and might want to this season, what do you have coming up?
We have 72 performances this season. And so we start our season officially on Friday, June the 2nd, and we'll end it on September the 9th. And there is something for everyone at Freeman Arts Pavilion. Our purpose is elevating the human spirit, and we do that through programming, advocacy, and arts education. And as a public charity, this summer, about 37% of our performances are free. So you can bring your family, you can come by yourself, you can come with friends, meet new friends, and see a plethora of free performances, or you can purchase a ticket and come to a performance. We also have a young audience series that's specific for young children because we know the impact that arts have on children and their development. So every Saturday morning from mid-June through Labor Day, we will have a young audience series at 10 o'clock for children or children young at heart. And they will also have storytelling, they'll have music, they'll have community theater, they'll have visual arts programs. So they also have the opportunity for diverse arts. But as far as what's happening in the evenings, we have some national recording artists coming, like Darius Rucker, Mavis Staples, Trombone Shorty, the Steve Miller Band, Ziggy Marley, Brandi Carlile, Three Dog Night, Walker Hayes, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, the Mavericks, really something for everyone to enjoy. And then we have some great partners like the First State Ballet Theater will be here once again. This year, we'll have the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. We have tribute bands. We have Rain, which is a Beatles production, their Broadway production. So we will have something like that. We have comedy with Brian Regan and Tom Papa. We have Hip Hop Fundamentals because it's the 50th year of celebrating hip hop. So we have dance, we have rock and roll, we have country, we have theater, we have young audience. So we invite everyone to go to freemanarts.org and check us out.
Is there any performance that you're particularly excited for?
Everyone. It's because we're able, with the support of the public, to have such diverse audiences and such diverse artists come. What I'm so thrilled about is when we see the impact it has on the audience and how people are left because they've enjoyed a night under the stars, outdoors, with great art in a very simple setting.
So the Freeman Arts Pavilion was part of the first cohort of the Delaware Division of the Arts Incubator Project. So what did your organization learn from that process?
Well, from the process, we learned quite a bit about diversity, equity, and inclusion. We also learned that it's an evolution. It's a learning journey for us. And so it gave us foundational or framework building blocks to be able to start and make progress. Where we feel like we have diversity of programming, we want to continue to have diversity of audience. So we learned to meet people where they are. So we now have a community engagement coordinator who is out in the community forging even more relationships with nonprofit organizations in Sussex County. And besides our arts education programs, which are free and in schools, we are in community areas like the Boys and Girls Clubs and different community organizations presenting arts and developing those relationships. And we're also working to create materials that are bilingual and really just learning from other communities that we may not be familiar with, so that together the arts are available for everyone.
Well, just through our conversation so far, it sounds like you really looked at what the community in Sussex County needed and are really trying to fill that need. So, I mean, that's great that this project also helped you with that goal.
It did. It did. And just we've met some phenomenal people in the community who also, we have this common denominator that transcends language, transcends race, transcends gender, sexual orientation, and that is the arts. And that's why I personally love the arts, because it breaks down every barrier or objection people may have, unless they think that the music is too loud. But other than that, it is such a beautiful moment to see strangers come together and leave as friends because they've enjoyed this common bond of music or theater or visual arts.
That was beautifully put.
Thank you. It's true.
Would you mind describing the work that the Delaware Division of the Arts grant is helping to support at the Freeman Arts Pavilion?
Sure. So it's helping us with the support person, the community engagement coordinator, to lift that position and stabilize that as a growing arts organization who wants to deliver diversity of programming. We also have training for our staff so that we understand our differences and accept those in a way that brings us together with others. It also helps us with some programming. We are going to initiate a programming committee that is made up of folks from the community to help us make decisions and to elicit feedback. And then it's also helping us with doing some of this multilingual translation and advertising and marketing to attract different people to come and enjoy the arts at Freeman Arts Pavilion.
And I mean, in just the past 15 years, it sounds like you've had so much growth. But how do you think that this project will affect the Freeman Arts Pavilion moving forward in terms of growth?
I believe that we'll continue to grow, and we'll grow in the right way. We're not necessarily bigger is better kind of organization, but we do believe in the impact of an excellent experience where everyone who crosses our threshold feels welcome. And so our growth has been grassroots. Someone comes, enjoys their performance, they tell someone else, they invite someone else to come. And so I believe that we will grow or continue to grow organically. We will also grow intentionally because we are putting attention to programming, to meeting folks in all parts of Sussex County and the state of Delaware. and to growing that relationship and building trust throughout the state for people to want to come to a place where they feel welcome and safe to enjoy arts experiences. I see it more as an evolution and doing the next best thing.
You may have just answered my next question, but what does success for the Freeman Arts Pavilion look like?
Progress. It looks like progress, not perfection. We feel success is from continuous learning. The world is changing so quickly. You know, people have the attention span of a gnat, and I mean that in a good way. We're just so consumed with so much information all the time. And if we can make a connection with someone that they will want to turn their phone off for an hour or two and come and enjoy arts and just be present to what the arts can feel in their heart and in their brains, we know that we're going to be change makers in the world. I believe our staff are magic makers and change makers. And we do magic making through the experience of people coming to Freeman Arts Pavilion. We have a robust, excellent group of volunteers, almost 300, Quinn, who give of their time and talents to support our community and the arts, where everyone is greeted and welcomed, that needs are taken care of, that people can come freely and enjoy the arts. That's magic. The change is in the way we can present diverse artists that may teach the world differently about music, about social topics, about different languages, about the beauty of how one person hears or sees arts. And that's change making that brings the world together differently. That's what success would look like for us.
Throughout this conversation, it sounds like you're very deeply community focused and community based. So what feedback have you heard from people who have visited the Freeman Arts Pavilion, especially those who live in Sussex County?
It's interesting. Every year we do a survey at the end of the season for anyone who is on our database. So they've made a reservation to come to a free performance or they purchased a ticket. And some of that feedback just really warms our hearts. And some of it is like constructive criticism of what we need to do to get to next level. And that's what we want from the community, is to give us the good, the bad, and the ugly, because that's another way how we grow and measure success. And when someone says, I can't imagine what it would be like to live here and not have the Freeman Arts Pavilion, that kind of feedback inspires all of us who work and volunteer here to continue to make sure that the arts are alive and vibrant in our community.
So you're focusing on building the community, and the community is focused on building with you and helping you build. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, as a public charity, that's what you need. That is how you become a sustainable organization, is that you have ardent supporters and ambassadors in all factions to say, there are many choices that people make in giving. There are many choices where people make in how they're going to spend their time. And the arts are paramount for the success of the community.
What makes the arts, with a capital A, so important to a community like Delaware? And I feel like you have talked about this a lot throughout this conversation, but just to put it really blatantly there.
Yeah, I think three or four things. One, I haven't spoke much about this, but the belief of the A in arts for children with the capital A. I can't tell you what the arts do for children. We work with Americans for the Arts. They have a plethora of facts that talk about children who participate in the arts. They will tell you that the critical thinking skills that children improve on because they have access to the arts, proven through SAT scores. It also helps with community volunteerism. It helps with leadership. It helps with a sense of confidence with children. So we believe in the power of the arts for children to be able to have these outlets. And we spend our September through May making sure that all children in Sussex County have free access to the arts. And we go into all of the schools. And actually at the end of May, on May 30th to June the 1st, Mrs. Frizzle and the Magic School Bus will be at Freeman Arts Pavilion. And we will bus in over 5,000 children to be able to see a live arts theater arts performance. It'll be one of the first live performances that children may see, and hopefully someone will be one of Grace's stage as artists. So we believe in the power of children. We believe that the arts bring impact to children. We believe that the arts bring a higher quality of life for people, and that capital A is important for people, for all people, to have a better quality of life because the arts are available to them. We also believe that the arts break down barriers in community. You and I could be sitting side by side. I don't know you. I may be trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my electric bill, and you may be worried about, you know, what private school you're going to be able to send your child to. But we're all the same when the music starts playing. You know, we've seen it time and time again, and friendships are forged because of the arts. And so we highly believe in breaking down community barriers through the arts. The last thing I'm going to say about the arts, besides hope, joy, quality of life, community barriers, and children, the arts are necessary because they are economic drivers in our community. A lot of folks think that the arts are optional or they're nice to have, and I'm going to say that they are must-haves. In our 15 years, we just had an economic impact study commissioned by the University of Delaware, and we have contributed in economic impacts over $101 million in 15 years, specifically in 2022, $18 million in 1 year, because the Freeman Arts Pavilion is presenting arts. And for every dollar that is spent at the Freeman Arts Pavilion, $2.12 goes out into our local economy. So for those listeners, knowing that the arts are important for all of the other pieces, it's also very important for job creation and sustainability as the backbone of the economy of Sussex County and Delmarva.